Third hour on this Wednesday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day so far. If you're having lunch and you have leftovers, bring them by. We'll eat it. We're hungry. Not really. Enjoy your lunch. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here with you. Preds prospect showcase game Friday morning.
Let's coming get up that out. Friday morning. Opening puck drop at 10:30 a.m. Get up, eat your breakfast, get fueled up, come on over to Ford Ice in Bellevue. Chris Mason and I will have the call. We will carry it right here. Pregame starting at 10 on 102.5 The Game. It's going to be exciting.
So keep that in mind.
Pretty much all of the top prospects in the system, other than Fedor Svechkov, who is under contract to the KHL, are here playing this week. They've been working, getting better during the week, and they get to showcase what they're doing. And we've got one of the players that will be participating in that game.
What are the names you'll be saying? You and Mace will be saying on these airwaves Friday.
Been practicing for a couple years on his name.
Oh, yeah. Igor Afanasyev is on the line with us, and there was a time when I only called him Igor, but those days are long gone. Igor, how you doing?
Hey, everyone. Doing great. Yourself, guys?
Doing fantastic. So we just talked about in town this week, and I know today you guys are doing some really cool things in the community, which is really nice of you. I think today you're over at the Ford Ice Center in Antioch, if I looked at that right. You're going to be hanging out, playing a little street hockey. Got a pretty cool little group with you, Zachary LaRue, Askarov, which, by the way, I think you were helping with him earlier this week, right? A little translation?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. First of all, thank you for learning my last name. It means a lot. but yeah. Askarov's there too. Having a little part translating for him, been awesome.
How is his English coming along?
I feel like he's getting better every day as the days go by. He's trying to talk to guys, to the coaches. So I think he's getting much better for sure.
We got a chance to talk to you in training camp in preseason last year, and it came right down to the end. You had a really good camp and a really good preseason, and I know you felt good and were obviously disappointed. Everybody wants to be a full-time NHLer, but one, what did you learn from that experience? And then we'll kind of go from there, because then I want to talk to you about your season in Milwaukee. But what did you learn from that experience?
First of all, I think the confidence obviously plays a huge part in athletes' life and career. And I think for having that good of a camp and that good of a preseason, I feel like I know that I can play on that level, and it just gives me even more motivation, to be there.
And then when you got the news they would like for you to play in Milwaukee, what were some of the things maybe you had talks with head coach Carl Taylor or Scotty Nickel, the organization? What did they think you needed to work on last season in Milwaukee?
Well, getting meaner on the ice, just growing in my body, playing more comfortable, confident, just all the aspects of the game, they just want me to grow.
By the way, getting a chance to be around you just a little bit last year in camp and preseason, you seem like a happy-go-lucky guy. Is it going to be hard for you to get meaner on the ice, Igor?
No, it's something, I just got to flip the switch. And, it's one thing, I'm always happy and stuff, but, you see guys who are the meanest guys in NHL, everyone's saying they're the nicest guys off the ice, So I feel like just you flip the switch in your mind and, you do whatever you need to do. So,
by the way, we can vouch for that. We've done a lot of player shows over the years with some of the guys that had dropped the gloves a lot, were very mean on the ice, and truly were some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. So I'm sure the Milwaukee season didn't go as you liked, I guess, stats-wise and what you – so what? How did you assess your season with the Admirals this past season?
I think it was a success because I think I grew, from the season before. I think I stepped forward. I didn't step back or step to the side. I think I stepped forward, Again, pro North American year. I think it was a success. I learned a lot. Now I'm ready to, prove myself at camp and make Nashville.
We're talking to Igor Afanasyev. He'll be playing on Friday in the Futures game with a lot of the future Predators at Ford Ice in Bellevue. He is participating in the prospect camp this week. So, Igor, what about this week? What's it been like to be, I guess, a little bit on the older side? You've been at this camp before when you've been among the youngest, but you just got off of a season where you're playing against the men, right, in the AHL. So what's it like to be among guys that are more your age?
Yeah, it's good. You know, I obviously, like, don't know a lot of guys here. A lot of new faces, you know, meet them. It's great, pretty much everyone. And, helping them, maybe giving them advices or something, you know, because a lot of guys from college, juniors, whatever, like, you know, just want to help them, you know, to one day, you know, be AHL, NHL player. You know, it's everyone's goal, my goal, you know. So I think it's been good experience so far.
You know, you can be, I think, a really good influence. The Predators have actually drafted a number of young Russian players the last couple of years, not just Askarov, but, you know, some of the other guys that are in the system here. How much do you think that they'll lean on you and guys like Yakov Trenin to come forward and sort of help them with the culture, the language, et cetera?
Yeah, it definitely helps. You know, it definitely helps. You know, my first year when I came to North America, I was 15. You know, I didn't have any Russians. You know, it was obviously difficult. But at the same time, you know, by being difficult, they helped me, like, learning language, I think, faster. Because when you have influence, like, your language around you, it's harder to learn a new language, because I was just, like, full-on, like, diving in, you know what I mean? But obviously, at the same time, on the other side, it's a little easier to have someone, like, you know, your countryman and stuff, and definitely that will help to the younger guys coming in.
Igor, I'll admit, I was blown away by how well you speak. You know, at your age, usually it's a progression. I mean, Willie knows we got to be around Alexander Radulov when he first got here, and he came in studio with us, and let's just say it was limited. And the few words that he did know, I don't even think we could air on the radio. So, you know, so I'm really impressed. So how did that happen? How did you, I mean, you do a really good, you speak really well at your age. How did that happen? I know you just were kind of touching on just diving in head first, but that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, definitely not. You know, going to school, like a lot of, obviously, the States, you know, it was a little private school. And I would say it was hard, you know, bad grades, obviously, because, you know, like, classes like biology, I gotta take it, and I gotta, you know, I don't even know biology that well in Russia, you know, but here I gotta dive, like, learn about cells in English, you know, like, I'm not gonna lie, it was difficult, but at the same time, like I said, you know, that difficulty almost helped me. So,
Igor, today is an interesting day in the NHL. We're keeping an eye on Twitter as we speak. We got both TVs on here. There's all kinds of signings that are going on around the league, teams trying to get better. What's the buzz? What's this like to watch? Do you like paying attention to what's happening around the league?
To be honest, around, not really, just Nashville. You know, it's where I want my future, you know. So, like, I watch, you know, who's getting signed and who's not getting signed. Because I feel like, you know, every player – he's visualizing. I mean, at least we should be visualizing, you know. And, yeah, I just follow really Nashville. I don't really follow anyone else. I mean, maybe just big players, like, obviously, you know, like Malkin signed today. Like, but, yeah, I try to just take a close look at Nashville.
Yeah, keep track of what's happening here and control what you can control. So after this week, what will your plans be between now and – when training camp starts? Will you have a vacation in there? Do you keep right on training? What's in your plans?
Yeah, I don't know. I had going, like, through my mind, because we have 2 months till training camp. I had through my mind, you know, maybe just after this camp, taking a week off. But I'm not sure yet, to be honest. I'm not sure yet. Maybe just get back at it right after camp. We shall see.
Okay. Last thing, who did you look up to? Igor, you know, maybe growing up following the sport, who's somebody you looked up to in the way they
favorite
played?
Favorite players.
Yeah.
Oh, favorite player. I mean, obviously, you know, everywhere. It's Ilya Kovalchuk is my favorite player, you know. He's one of the reasons, you know, why I'm in hockey, too. Because my dad brought me one time in our home small town. He was uh, he was Ilya Kovalchuk was in Atlanta Thrashers back then, and he was showing like a little master class in our small town. He's from there as well, Tver. And I was like, "Dad, you know, get me the stick."
Really?
I want to play. Yeah,
so that's how it happened.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's how. Yeah, that's how it happened. You know, at first, like obviously, like you know, it was just fun because I was playing multiple sports. You know, soccer, basketball, everything. You know, swimming. But I guess we stick to hockey, and I'm thankful for it.
Yeah. So are the Predators.
Definitely like Kovalchuk, yeah.
So are the Predators. So if it wasn't hockey. And I know it is, but what if it wasn't? What do you think, what sports road do you think you would have gone down?
I don't know. I don't know. I always thought, like, I'd want to be, like, a movie star or something. But I'm not sure if I'd be a good one. I'm just throwing it out there, to be honest. Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's excellent. Well, hey, enjoy this week. We can't wait for Friday's game. We'll certainly be airing it on these airwaves. Whatever you decide to do from now until training camp, enjoy it. And we look forward to talking to you here real soon.
Yeah,
thanks
for
joining
us. Good
luck
on Friday.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, thank you guys. I appreciate it a lot.
All right,
take care.
That is Igor Afanasyev. Chase knows
you, man,
this.
He is fun.
Oh, look, Chase knows. Like, I've been on this Igor Afanasyev kick because I got a chance to be around him a little bit last year. In fact, one time we were going up during one of the preseason games, and he was not playing. Maybe it was the doubleheader. We jumped on the elevator there at Patron, and he was on there with. And he talked the whole. He's great. He's just very, very sociable. He's very, you know, he will interact. He's got a great personality, as you just heard. And I will admit, just like I just did on the air, I was like, wow, I'm like blown away. I didn't even know if I could have a conversation with him, and it was just the opposite. As you just heard, his English was outstanding. To be at his age, what is he now, 20?
I believe he is.
Well, he's the
just
same age
21.
As Tomasino, right?
He is 21. He turned 21 in January.
Okay.
So 6'4", 201. I guess he could have been a basketball player.
But, that was another thing that stood out. Big guy.
Yeah. Think about, though, how important that can be for a team, a guy that can translate for a player like Askarov. Yakov Trenin, I've always wondered what it's like for him being the only Russian on the team. And the guys are great. They love Yakov Trenin. But I think it probably always helps. You see it from time to time with a lot of teams. You know, if there's two or three Finnish guys, two or three Swedish guys, they tend to gravitate towards one another more often than not. So I think Afanasyev could be a great guy to throw into the mix there. When you think about Askarov and Svechkov, who down the road you would figure are going to fit into these plans somehow.
I don't think there's any doubt. Yeah. That's the plan.
If they make it easier for those guys, that's a big thing.
Oh, my gosh. Neil on our text line driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com. He sounds very positive about his time in the organization. I like this kid. I do, too. I mean, I'll be honest. Last training camp and preseason around him, Chase knows because I just wouldn't stop talking about him. And I talked to others, Robbie and Adam. Like, man, I am rooting big time for this guy. I want him here full time. He is going to be awesome to deal with. And I kept saying, if the fans get to spend a little time around him, he'll become a fan favorite. As you just heard, his personality is fantastic. We'll come back. More DDC, more moves. We'll continue to tell you what's happening in the free agency frenzy. We'll do that next.